USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's safe to fly despite the ongoing coronavirus threat.
People are doing a lot of domestic business now. I can tell you, they're staying in this country. They feel safe.
The president and vice president meeting with airline executives at the White House. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are continuing to hold hearings over the coronavirus threat. Alabama Republican Congressman Mike Rogers is not happy with China's response to the outbreak.
I remain concerned that Chinese officials knowingly withheld essential information from both public and international health community in the most critical stages of this outbreak.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with airline CEO as coronavirus concerns take their toll on the travel industry. Today's meetings in Washington, D.C. come as Delta, American, and United all have made major cuts on international routes and halted service altogether to China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.